Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Clauser of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Clauser, welcome to this report to your constituents. The General Assembly has completed that big job of the year of getting a state budget passed on time in Pennsylvania. What are some of the details folks need to know?
Well, the budget bills have all been signed into law. The budget for the fiscal year is on time. It does not include any new taxes and no increase in taxes. It provides additional funding for education, additional funding for other core functions of government, such as agriculture and public safety. So I'm pleased that we've been able to get that completed on time and that I think it's a fiscally responsible and very reasonable budget that's now been signed into law.
And also in the budget, there was money for agriculture, and there were also a number of separate bills that will help to support Pennsylvania farmers that went to the governor's desk. What's going on here?
Well, a number of bills in the package have been signed into law dealing with agriculture. One in particular is the Rapid Response Disaster Readiness legislation that I sponsored. It's been signed into law. It would provide for a special account in the Department of Agriculture that can be used to quickly respond to a livestock or some other emergency facing our agriculture industry. It's something that I believe is very important. It's important for us to have the resources to have a quick response to any threat that may come, whether that be the African swine fever or the spotted lanternfly or some other threat to our livestock or crops. So I'm glad that that has been signed into law, along with a number of other pieces of legislation supporting Pennsylvania agriculture. There is one bill that I sponsored that was recently vetoed by the governor. It's certainly frustrating when you see a situation where a good piece of legislation is vetoed by the governor based on his lack of understanding of the issue. I sponsored House Bill 915 dealing with weather-related commercial vehicle bans that were instituted last winter. This was very difficult for our dairy farmers and our dairy industry. The dairy industry is unique in that cows continue to give milk, and really the dairy farmer only has two options, one to ship the milk or two to dump it. And there were situations in the state where farmers were unable to ship their milk, so they had no choice but to dump it. And House Bill 915 was very narrowly crafted to provide an exemption for milk trucks from the weather-related commercial vehicle travel bans. There is an assumption by the governor that keeping milk trucks off the interstate highways and pushing them onto secondary highways is somehow safer. But those of us that live in rural PA know that the secondary highways are often not automatically a safer place to be. So our Agriculture and Rural Affairs Committee worked hard to ensure that the exemption was very narrowly crafted and would only apply to milk haulers. Every single agriculture organization across the state supports this bill, including the Pennsylvania Milk Marketing Board. And the governor's decision to veto this bill is at odds with what he says about his support for farmers. The governor likes to go across the state saying that he supports agriculture and supports dairy farmers, but actions speak louder than words.
You've also been working hard on a project to get a bridge in your area dedicated to an important group of veterans. What's this all about?
I sponsored legislation at the request of area veterans groups and local officials to designate a bridge on Cushiqua Avenue at State Route 3009 over the Kinzu Creek in Hamlin Township, McKean County, as the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Bridge. I think that it's very important that we memorialize and remember all of our Vietnam veterans. These men and women fought in Vietnam. They fought for our country, and we are blessed by their service and sacrifice. So this bill has been signed into law and will be effective in 60 days.
We're also coming up on an important day for deer hunters in Pennsylvania. What do people need to know?
Antlerless deer licenses will be going on sale starting this Monday, July 8th, for Pennsylvania residents who would like to purchase an antlerless license. County treasurer's offices will begin accepting them. The cost for an antlerless license is $6.90, and non-residents can submit an application 1 week later on Monday, July 15th. So it's definitely time to purchase a doe license.
Representative Clauser, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Clauser.